for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Saturday afternoon, May the 28th, 2016. Joey McGee is the speaker of this service, teaching on People Pleaser.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we just praise you. We thank you that you're our King, our God. Lord, we want to glorify you. That's our prayer for this time. Regardless of how I do or what I see or what I don't see, I ask one thing, Lord, that you be glorified and that lives be changed and touched in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for your breaking process. Thank you for humbling me, Lord. I just give you praise and honor and glory. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you that I've been raised to sit with you in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. We take our seat in the heavenly places and we bind you, Satan, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in heavenly places. We bind and break every word of death, word of iniquity, curse, assignment, satanic ritual spoken over us, over this camp in the name of Jesus. And we declare that every spirit that would not confess Jesus Christ as Lord is bound, deaf, dumb, blind, and helpless. In the name, power, blood, and by the authority of Jesus' name. Lord, we glorify you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, that you're our King and our God. Praise you, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the truth that sets people free. I pray for ears to hear. I pray for eyes to see. I pray for our hearts that can turn and be healed. Father, I ask you to show us, let us see what we don't see. I bind each person to the truth that sets them free. Father, I loose upon each person the conviction of sin, the fear of the Lord, a spirit of repentance to be poured out upon this place, upon each life, in Jesus' name. Lord, dig out, excavate, and irrigate our ears to hear, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, even if I say it wrong, let it be heard correctly, Lord. Lord, I pray that even if they would hear it wrong, that you'll let them hear it right. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Well, what I want to share this afternoon is on people pleasing. And have you ever been a people pleaser?
Yeah.
I think if we were all honest, we could all say that sometime in our life we've been a people pleaser. Some of us are extreme habitual people pleasers, and others are moderate people pleasers, and others just please every now and then. But God demands that we give Him 100% of our pleasing goes to Him. He commands that we live according to the Word of God and that we line our life with the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And so, you know, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, one of His disciples came and he said, Master, your mother and brothers are outside. And Jesus said, my mother and brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and obey it. That's in Matthew chapter 3.
Amen.
And so, doing the will of God, the scripture says, silence is foolish and ignorant men. It says in 1 Peter 2:15, for the will of God is For such is the will of God in doing right, you may silence ignorant and foolish men. And so God wants us to live according to the word of God. The scripture says, he who does the will of God will live and abide forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And sin loses its power over us whenever we suffer in the flesh. And every time we choose to please God over pleasing man, our flesh suffers because there's consequences either way. If I live to please man, I'm going to suffer the consequences of not having God's favor, plus all the judgment that comes and the demons that come with it. But if we choose to suffer to please God, the Bible says that He gives us rewards in heaven. And so it's 1 Peter 4:1 says, since Christ suffered in the flesh, So we should suffer in the flesh, arm ourselves with the same purpose, because he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin so as to live the rest of his time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God. God blesses us when we suffer according to what's right. And he tells us, therefore also those who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator who does what's right. And so every time we choose to suffer, we need to entrust our lives to a faithful Creator who will always do what's right and will bless us for doing what's right. 1 John 2:17 says, the world is passing away and all of its lust, but he who does the will of God abides or lives forever. People-pleasing is one of the fruits of rejection that we talked about last night. It's just one of the many fruits of rejection. It works with the spirit of fear. Actually, multiple fears, many, many fears go with people-pleasing and with rejection. People-pleasers wear themselves out jumping through the hoops of others. And so I want you to be asking yourself, have you been a people-pleaser? Do you want to be a God-pleaser or a people-pleaser? Because the good news is God wants to set us free from people-pleasing. He wants to make us God-pleasers. In their quest for exception, for acceptance, a people-pleaser will be bowing down to the idol of acceptance of self, and that are the approval of man. And it's idolatry. In fact, anything we bow down to that's not the Lord Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, is idolatry. People pleasers will do whatever. They'll do whatever, say whatever, promise you anything. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do that. Only later, most of the time, people pleasers never keep their word. They'll tell you anything to get you off their back, to keep you from rejecting them, but then a lot of times they don't follow through with what they tell you they'll do. They'll say, you know, just they'll do anything, say anything, just don't reject me, don't be mad at me, don't be angry at me, don't be upset with me. People pleasers are cowards who enable other people, where God pleasers will speak the truth in love regardless of the consequences. You know, it's a sobering thing. It should be a sobering thing to know that Revelation 21 says that to the cowardly and unbelieving, they'll not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, if we're cowardly and unbelieving in the world we're living in, when you are forced to take the mark of the beast, will you bow down to it? Will you be willing to face a firing squad? Will you be willing to take the guillotine rather than deny Christ? So those are questions that we have to ask. If we can't stand before man now, how are we going to stand before the one world order? And so God says, if you deny me, then I'm going to deny you. So that should be a sobering thought. Matthew chapter 5 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the king, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. A peacemaker will confront the issue, speak the truth in love, regardless of the consequences, where a peacekeeper will peace at any cost, just don't get mad at me. And there's a difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. And so if you've been a peacekeeper, God wants you to be a peacemaker. And sometimes a peacemaker, when they confront issues, it don't look very peaceful. In fact, people are riled up, people get angry, people get rejecting, they get angry. And so, but God says you're a peacemaker if you speak the truth in love. And Lord, I ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit. I ask for your mighty presence to come upon this place. I station holy angels all over this place in Jesus' name. We declare that every spirit that will not confess Jesus Christ as Lord is bound. Yes. Deaf, dumb, blind, and helpless in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Peacekeepers, they want peace at any cost. Just don't get upset with me.
No.
God pleasers are peacemakers. Other names for a peacekeeper is coward, double-minded, lukewarm, multiple personality, chameleon. You know, a chameleon will change colors. If you put him on a tree, he'll turn green. If you put him on the stump of a tree, he'll turn brown. And he changes. And it's almost like a multiple personalities creating personalities to cope. That's what a peacekeeper does. And God wants us to walk in love with other people. But he doesn't want us to be subservient to the demons in other people. When we violate the word of God, we're denying Christ. If we're pleasing people to deny what God's word says, then we deny Christ. And his word says in Matthew chapter 10, "Therefore, everyone that confesses me before my Father, I will confess him before my Father who's in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father who's in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword." You know, God says that we're swords if we're walking in holiness and righteousness and under his lordship, that we're a sword. It's not fun to be a sword, but God says that's what you are. And so God doesn't want us to do it in meanness. But we're a sword. He didn't come to bring peace, but he came to bring a sword. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1:10 that, let me read it. It says, "Therefore," no, that's the wrong one. This thing jumps around, but praise God. If God wants to break me through this, it's okay. It's not fun, though. God says he blesses a broken and contrite spirit he will not despise. So thank you, Lord. You know, I know what Paul said now about being a fool for Christ. Anyway, I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface of that. Okay, I haven't got there yet.
We love you, Jim.
I know, and I appreciate your love. I really do. I appreciate your love. And y'all please be keep praying for my eyes, because I'm believing the Lord's going to heal my eyes. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for good health. I praise the Lord. I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. Lord, I bless you. Thank you, Lord. Paul said that we can't be a servant of Christ and be a people pleaser. In Galatians 1:10, Paul said, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I seeking to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." And so being a servant of Christ, with that comes persecution. And we should be heartily doing God's work, not unto men, but unto the Lord. It says in Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work heartily as unto the Lord and not for men." It tells us, the Word of God tells us not to please people for what other people, for the approval of man, or so that we can be noticed, not by eye service. In Colossians 3:23, it says, "Slaves, in everything, be obedient to those who are your earthly masters, not of eye service as people pleasers, with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord." And of course, fearing the Lord is to turn away from evil. The Bible says that the beginning of a wisdom is to turn away from evil. The fear of the Lord is to turn away from evil. And turning away, you know, God wants us to please people as unto the Lord, but he doesn't want us to violate his word. And when we do, that's when it becomes a problem. It's when we violate God's word. We're not to be snared by the fear of man. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." We should not look to man for our rewards, but we should look to God. Whenever we please God and we do the will of God and we seek him first, he gives us everything we need for life, godliness, for protection, for safety, for provision. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." That's everything you need for life and godliness. Ephesians 6:5 says, "Slaves, would somebody read Ephesians 6 for me, 6, 5 through 9? Who has that? Anybody? Rick, do you have it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Verse
5 through 9. Can you do it loud, or do you need to come up here?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to stand up and do it?
Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service unto the Lord, not to men.
Amen.
Is that enough?
Yes. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And so we should live in such a way that we have God on our side. If we disobey His word, He disciplines us. He allows the demons to discipline us. But we should live in such a way that we're pleasing Him. And it says in Romans 8:31, what shall we say then? So if God is for us, who can be against us? Praise the Lord. And so we should live for the glory of God and not for the glory of ourselves. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do also for the glory of God. It goes on to say, give no offense to the Jews or to the church of God, just as I please everyone in everything. And of course, Paul's not talking about violating the word of God, but we should seek to please people as long as it doesn't violate the word of God. That's when we have a problem. He goes on to say, I do not seek my own advantage, but the advantage of many, that many might be saved. And then the scripture says, you know, a lot of times we please people because we want fellowship. But only true fellowship only comes when we walk in the light. It says in 1 John 1:7, but walk in the light as He's in the light, and then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And so many times we try to turn the potter's wheel. We try to do it ourselves instead of just being the clay that's on the potter's wheel, submitted to the potter. And the potter takes out the trash and the potter takes out the junk and he fashions the clay. He molds the clay. He fires the clay. He makes the clay into the vessel that he preordained for it to be. And so many times we hear the word of God that we have to obey the word of God. And, you know, when we yield to the potter, that's a picture of obedience. But if I say obedience immediately, you think maybe you have to turn the potter's wheel. And that's what most of you are trying to do, and it wears you out. You just have to rest on the potter's wheel. Like the clay does one thing, rests on the potter's wheel, and the potter does the rest. The potter will fashion you into what he created you to be. You can't miss God if you stay yielded to him. No matter if you think that you should be doing something else, or you should have this, you should be famous, or you should have this high position, or maybe you feel like that you've wasted your life and that your life is a zero. My friend Milton Green used to say a zero with a rim kicked off. You may think that, but if you are on the potter's wheel, you can't miss God. And that's a picture of coming under the yoke of Jesus. Where he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my burden is light and my load is easy. That's a picture of the clay on the potter's wheel, coming under the yoke of Jesus. Another word for it is present your body to God as a living sacrifice. And that's what I'm having to do right now. That's what I'm having to do right now. So praise the Lord. I don't know what the outcome is, but I know God's faithful. Whatever He wants to do is okay. I just have to struggle with dying to my flesh a little more. Amen. You know, there are very few people that really don't care what people think. I think Donald Trump might be one of them. And, you know, I think people appreciate him that he is courageous, even if it comes out wrong and obnoxious sometimes. But there's very few people that really, you can really say, don't care what people think about them. And why do we so desperately want people to please people? It's through the rejection, and we talked about rejection last night, and I'm not going to go into all the entry points of rejection. I'll go through a few of them, but it's because of rejection how we've been trained up to be a people pleaser, trained up. We learned in our childhood that when you please, you get rewards. You know, there's some people that even bribe their kids, and the Bible says a bribe blinds the heart, blinds the eyes, so we shouldn't do that. I mean, you know, children should be taught that we obey God because that's what we're supposed to do. And so, but it comes in through under the bastard curse. That's one of the main ways it comes in. And that's really a devastating thing when we're born under a bastard curse, and almost everybody is. You know, my grandparents were married to each other probably 60 years, all of them. There was no divorce in the family, and so I never knew. But I was born under a bastard curse because it goes 10 generations, as Carla explained to you earlier. And my husband was under a bastard curse, and he never could believe that I loved him. No matter how much I told him I loved him, he didn't think I loved him. And finally one day I thought, well, maybe he's right. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't love him. In fact, you know, the older I get, the more I walk with the Lord, I'm thinking, Lord, have I ever loved anybody? I really want to. I'm really working on it. And so that's the main way it comes in, because it comes with a root of rejection, a spirit of lust, rebellion, shame, and it just continues in the generations. Being rejected in our childhood, we talked about that last night. Love, being loved based on your performance, taught to be a performer, not brought up in a loving, nurturing home with a daddy that loves you and a daddy that's the high priest over the family. Very few people grow up in a home like that. Through being unwanted, through parents showing partiality, being compared with other children, not able to fit in, not being affirmed. You know, it really starts with mom and dad. If mom and dad do it right, we're not quite as messed up. I mean, no parent's perfect, but the more trauma, the more dysfunction in your home, the more demonic strongholds, the more hurt, the more places, the more broken places in your life. Because God tells us, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline instruction of the Lord. And so wherever a parent violates the word of God in training us up, we are having an automatic issue. Train them up in the way they should go. Provoke them not to anger. And so if they don't do that, we're provoked to anger, even though we don't feel like we're angry. And so we're rejected through being abandoned, be thrown away. And you know, many people, when they're in their teenage years or in their childhood, they drink, they smoke, they sleep around just to please their peers. And small children are taught that pleasing others brings reward. And so this cause and effect continues over into our adult life. You know, it's pleasing people that we love is rewarding, and it may not be bad in itself, but the problem comes is when we violate the word of God to please anybody. God has a higher calling, and there's greater satisfaction, and it's more fulfilling when we obey Him. And so we're headed for trouble. If we want to please people more than we please God, we've got a big problem. And so with that comes God's discipline. He wants to transform our people-pleasing into God-pleasing. And here's just some facts about people-pleasing. People-pleasers will take the road of the least resistance. In other words, they'll do whatever. They'd rather swish than fight. Or to make somebody unhappy. There are people who stuff their emotions because they have a fear that if they really shared their heart, they'd get in trouble, they'd make somebody mad, they'd get rejected. So they stuff their emotions. They sweep everything under the rug rather than to confront the issues. And because of that, it becomes a festering sore. It destroys a person's health. And my friend that I lost in June, a friend of about 35 years, my prayer buddy friend, that's what she did for years and years. She was a godly woman. She'd wear a Bible out every 6 months, but she never could overcome fear of man. Fear she's going to be found out, fear that her husband was going to find out her past. It was almost like the demons blackmailed her for years and years and years. It's hard for me to believe that she's in heaven, but I know she's praising the Lord because that's mostly what she did. But she kowtowed. In fact, her daughter said, Mom, you've let Dad redefine who you are. And you see, God is not pleased with anybody redefining who we are. He wants to redefine who we are. He wants to conform us into His image, into His character, His nature. He doesn't want another human being redefining us conforming us into their image. And that's what control does, a spirit of control. When you're controlling or other people control you, they conform you into their image. And so people pleaser will fall into temptation because they're wanting to please their peers. Okay, the next thing is they don't take the kingdom by force. The scripture says to this very day, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And I like Carla's definition. A person that is violent is violently active, energetic, and forceful to take the kingdom. It's something we can't be passive about. It's something that we have to take the kingdom. It's a picture of living the overcoming life. And God wants us to live an overcoming life. He doesn't want us to be overcome. And so I personally believe that the Bible teaches that if you live a life where you're overcome instead of overcoming, that you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if you're submitted as you know how to be and are overcome, that's one thing. Because we have a lack of knowledge. All of us are a work in progress. We can be as submitted as we know how to be, and there's just multitudes of things God wants to teach us and show us about our life. And that's the sanctification process that takes a lifetime. A person that's a people pleaser will cave in when confronted and back down and back off. They'll deny Christ rather than face a firing squad. And so you see how important it is to have the strength and courage to stand now. Because what's happening to this world, if God delays it, but if he doesn't delay it, if certain people get elected, I doubt if this country will be here another 2 years. Because in September 25th, I believe, of 2016, the United Nations and Barack Obama and the Pope declared a one world government. So they're really trying to put that in force now. And so with that comes the mark of the beast, that if you take it, you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. That's not to put fear on you. I tell you, God's grace is sufficient. My grandmother years ago, I'd say, Grandmother, I'd read the book of Job. I don't think I could go through what Job went through. And she said, Honey, God's grace is sufficient. He'll never put more on you than you can take. He's not going to destroy you. And if you're killed for the sake of the gospel, you know, what was it, Stephen, when he was stoned? I don't believe it. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe, Randy, he didn't feel that, did he?
Stephen just got up, said, forgive him, Father, said Jesus stood up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he got the Lord off the throne looking.
Absolutely.
While they were stoning him, the Spirit was descending, and that's the mercy of God.
Amen. So God's grace is sufficient. He loves you with an everlasting love. He will never leave you, fail you, or forsake you. And you know, that's not all this is not to put fear on you. But the reason we fear nowadays is because we grew up not being protected. You see, if you grew up in a family where you had to protect yourself or you were never protected and you had to always do it yourself, thank you. It's going to fall off. I'll knock it off. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria is victorious. Amen. She's so precious. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. So it's nothing but fear on you. The reason we fear is because we didn't grow up with love and nurture and protection. See, parents model for us a picture of what God's like. And unconsciously, until we get delivered, we think God is just like our mom and dad, and he ain't going to protect us either. God says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. I've created the smith, the devil, that blows the coals. Everything's created by me and for me, and there's not any authority that's not ordained of God. So God's in charge, even though the people in the one world order think they are. And I thank God that he is our refuge, our strength, our fortress. We will not fear though the mountains crumble into the heart of the sea. He's our refuge, our strength. The word says that if we walk the highway of holiness, no lion, no fool, no unclean can walk there. That means ISIS can't get on the highway of holiness. So I want to stay on the highway of holiness. Amen. A people pleaser will choose to walk the broad road rather than suffer the persecution of walking the narrow way. They're idolaters, spiritual adulterers, and could be even into fornication and adultery. They're double-minded, compromisers, fear man more than they fear God. That's not a cuss word either. I think sometimes people say praise the Lord, it's almost like a curse word. I really meant it, praise the Lord. They flatter you for the sake of advantage. The Bible says that anyone that flatters you is laying a net for your feet. They tell you what they think you want to hear. They had rather lie than tell the truth, because telling the truth might get them in trouble. And you know, one thing about telling the truth is you never have to remember what you said. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
We should always tell the truth. And let me tell you something. These little half-truths that people tell, God says no liar is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. So we've got to stop lying. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. They seek God's man's approval more than God's approval. They accept acceptance from people rather than the acceptance that God gives. They have an inability to say no. They become doormats. People can walk on them. In fact, I looked for the scripture today in Jeremiah, but it says God was rebuking them. He said, you lay down and let the enemy make your back a sidewalk. That's a picture of passivity. Because they can't say no, they take on more than they can take on, and then they're bitter toward the people that take advantage of them, and then that destroys their health. Because bitterness opens us up to sickness, to disease, and apostasy. And so it's okay to say no. You know, sometimes people are people pleasers because they're never allowed to say no growing up. They always have to say yes and let somebody control them. You know, if you grew up controlled, you really need to get deliverance from that. Because if you grew up controlled, you have a default of people controlling you, and it's okay when the people are godly that are controlling you. I mean, it's not good to control at any time. That's witchcraft. But it's one thing to be controlled by people that are leading you in a godly way versus people that are trying to lead you down the path of destruction. I mean, control is not good, so it needs to be broken, whatever it is. People pleasers backslide, turn their back on God, which is one of the major problems, one of the major roots to back problems. Some of the things that cause back problems, the major thing is backsliding. And then there are scriptures about people getting backstabbed. Or there's a scripture that says that the plowers will plow into your back. Another one is turning your back on God. Another one is laying down and letting the enemy make your back a sidewalk. They selfishly are committed to serving to the God of acceptance of their self. They live for the temporal rather than the eternal. You know, if you live down here 90 years, what's this compared to eternity? They're foolish. They're the foolish virgins. And the word foolish means easily seduced. People can easily seduce them because they want the approval of man. They're lovers of self rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, realize this, in the last days, difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self. They'll be lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, reviling, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, irreconcilable, malicious, unloving, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they deny the power of it. Avoid such men as these. Now, this word in the Greek, the power, were they holding where they deny its power. It's not talking about denying signs and wonders, but that word in the Greek means the power inherent to godly living. It means repentance. They deny repentance. We see a lot of groups, a lot of ministries, in fact, more so than you see the other kind that are fit into this category. God says, avoid such men as these. They're unstable in all their ways. They are lukewarm, and God says, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. They lust for approval and are insecure. They fear rejection and multiple other fears. And so if you've been a people pleaser, God wants to set you free from it. And how you get free is, first of all, you find out where the rejection came in. And it can be more than one time you were rejected in childhood. You find out where it came in. You deal with it. You repent. You forgive whoever rejected you. You forgive yourself for whatever you did. You break soul ties. You ask God to forgive you for the idolatry of man. Ask him to show you how the enemy got ground in your life. Repent of rebellion. Repent of lying. Repent of fear of man and all the fears that God shows you. Be determined to follow God regardless, even if you give up your life. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 12, whoever holds on to his life loses it, and whoever gives up his life for my sake shall find it. And so that's speaking about dying to your flesh, giving it up. But you have to be willing to give up your life regardless if it means a firing squad, a guillotine, or whatever that's ahead. And I love the scripture that says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So if I'm an ambassador of Christ and my steps are ordered, wherever I'm put, even if it's in a concentration camp, I'm God's ambassador. And God cares about the salvation of whoever I come in contact with. And so if I'm an ambassador of Christ, I'm thinking about other people other than myself. And God gives us a grace to endure whatever. Amen? And Lord, give us freedom to not be a people pleaser anymore. And so, Lord, we pray from this day forward we'll be God pleasers in Jesus' name. So why don't you stand up and ask the Lord to show you everything he needs you to repent of. Have you been a people pleaser? Are you a God pleaser? I can say this, even coming down through slavery, where you were forced in slavery to be a people pleaser, you could repent of that. If you're African American, or if your forefathers even had slaves, because the Bible says what you do to others comes on you. So many of us have maybe in our generations had forefathers that were slave owners. So we need to repent of that. Because the judgments, whatever our forefathers did to hurt someone else, that demon is on us. The Bible says that you roll a boulder on someone else, it rolls back and crushes you. You dig a pit and you'll fall in it. You hide a net, your own feet will be caught. The sins of the fathers pass on to the children to the third and fourth generation. So if you've had slavery in your generation, forgive everyone for even touching or hurting or speaking one word to you to make you subservient. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I ask you to show me
where the people-pleasing spirit came in, the spirit of rejection, where it came in. Lord, I ask for the truth that sets me free. I want to be a God-pleaser. I don't want to be a people-pleaser anymore. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, forgive me for obeying people's demons. Forgive me for letting people redefine who I am. Forgive me for letting people control me. I forgive mother and daddy, grandma and grandpa, brothers and sisters for controlling me, which has made me vulnerable to the control of evil people. Lord, in Jesus' name, I now ask you for the truth that sets me free. In Jesus' name. And then just deal with whatever the Lord shows you, and then you sit down, and then we'll do deliverance. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for idolatry. I forgive every person that you have shown me that has rejected me. I forgive my mother and father for training me up to be rejected I forgive my mother and father for training me up to be a people pleaser. I forgive them for bribing me with gifts to do right. It's blinded my eyes. And so I forgive my parents for that. I forgive my parents for the traumatic childhood I grew up in, the dysfunction. Thank you for all the good things they did. Lord, thank you for allowing me to be born. Thank you that you'll deliver me from the negativity and the negative training up and the places where I was provoked to anger. Lord, I thank you that you died at Calvary that I might be sanctified. Lord, I'm a work in progress. And Lord, I repent of everything you've shown me, forgiving every person you've shown me. And Lord, forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel. Lord, I yield to the potter. I come under your yoke that's light and easy, and I find rest for my soul. Your burden is light, and your load is easy. Lord, forgive me for trying to perfect myself. God, I want to arm myself with the same purpose that as you suffered in the flesh, I want to suffer in the flesh so that sin will lose its power over me. Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus for not doing your will so that I would silence foolish and ignorant men and women. Forgive me for not doing your will so that I could abide forever. Lord, forgive me for jumping through the hoops of other people. You don't want me to jump through hoops. You want me to just jump into your arms. Thank you, Lord. I forgive every person who's ever rejected me or done any evil to me. Forgive me for being a coward and unbelieving. Forgive me for being a peacekeeper instead of a peacemaker. Forgive me for enabling other people. Forgive me for being subservient to their demons. Lord, forgive me for trying to keep peace at any cost. That's demonic. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, not me. And it doesn't matter if I'm pleasing you, what anybody else thinks, or what they demand. I forgive my mother and father for demanding of me and causing me to have to take care of them. Forgive me for being double-minded, having other personalities, manufacturing personalities. Forgive me for being a chameleon. God, forgive me for being a coward, a doormat, and letting people walk over my back. I forgive every person who enslaved my forefathers. And I forgive my forefathers for enslaving other people. I forgive every person who's ever spoken a negative word to my forefathers, to me, in Jesus' name. I forgive every person that's even touched my forefathers or me in an ungodly way. I forgive my forefathers for being slave owners. In Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for violating your word, denying you. I want you to confess me before men. And I ask you to forgive me for all the times I denied you. And Lord, forgive me for not being the sword you said I should be. Not to cut people up in meanness, but to use the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, that's like a fire and like a hammer that breaks rock. Lord, forgive me for serving people instead of serving you. Forgive me for living to please man, which has kept me from being your servant. Forgive me for living to please women, Lord, I want to be your servant. So I ask that there be a reversal in that pattern of my life. Forgive me for not working heartily unto you. Lord, forgive me for doing things that people could notice instead of glorifying you. Forgive me for doing things to as an eye service and being a people pleaser. Lord, forgive me for not fearing you more than I fear man. I just release every person from the snare that came into them through fearing man. In the name of Jesus, I take them out of that snare in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, forgive me for not seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. So all these things, everything I need, could be added to me. Lord, forgive me for not serving you with fear and trembling. Forgive me for not being your servant, living for your will, doing good, and doing your will with sincerity of heart. Lord, I want you to be on my side. So now I get on your side, so you can be on my side. Thank you that if you're for me, who can be against me? Thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, forgive me for not seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. Forgive me for not eating and drinking and whatever I do for your glory. Forgive me for seeking my own advantage. Forgive me for not walking the light as you're in the light. And I command the spirit of rejection to leave me now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. And Lord, we broke the curse of illegitimacy. In the name of Jesus, I forgive everyone that's rejected me in my childhood growing up, teachers, peers, mother and daddy, aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters, cousins. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my parents for loving me based on my performance, teaching me to be a performer. I forgive my parents that I was brought up in a home where I was not affirmed. I was not nurtured. I was not protected. I forgive my parents for not wanting me, showing partiality, cursing me. I forgive them for not training me up in the way I should go. Forgive them for abandoning me. I forgive them that I never fit in anywhere. I was pushed to the outside. Lord, forgive me for taking drugs, sleeping around, drinking alcohol to please my peers. Forgive me for letting the wrong people control me. Lord, forgive me for taking the path of least resistance. Lord, forgive me for stuffing my emotions, not confronting issues, sweeping them under the rug. And Lord, it's become a cancerous sore. And I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me. Forgive me for fear of confrontation, fear of confronting issues. Every spirit that would cause me to sweep things under the rug, I renounce you in Jesus' name, all spirits of fear, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for stuffing my emotions, for being afraid to tell people how I really feel because I have been afraid that I'd get rejected. Forgive me for wanting to be rather switching than fighting. God, forgive me for not taking the kingdom by force, being violently active, energetic, and forceful. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive me for denying you, being afraid of the one world order, being fearful of what's to come, not thinking that you're like my dad and mom, you're not going to protect me. That's a lie. I forgive my mom and dad for not protecting me, not giving me a nurturing, protecting home. Forgive me for choosing to walk the broad way because I don't want to face the persecution of walking the narrow way. Forgive me for being an idolater, a spiritual adulterer. Forgive me for sexual sin in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for being double-minded. Lord, forgive me for telling people what they want to hear. Forgive me for jumping through the hoops of others. Forgive me for breaking broken promises, telling people one thing and doing another. Forgive me for being willing to do whatever just to keep people from being upset with me. Forgive me for flattering people, laying a net for their feet. Forgive me for laying down and letting the enemy make my back a sidewalk. Forgive me for lying instead of telling the truth. God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for the idol of wanting approval of man more than I've wanted your approval. Wanting the acceptance of others more than I've wanted your acceptance. Forgive me, Lord, for having an inability of saying no. Forgive me for fear of saying no. Fear I can't do this. Forgive me for fear. And then, Lord, forgive me for taking on burdens of others, taking on work of others, taking on stuff that others are dumping on me, and then being bitter about it. But, Lord, all I need to do is just say no. Forgive me for taking it on and then blaming others for their taking advantage of me. Forgive me for being a doormat. Lord, forgive me for bitterness that would destroy my health, make me sick, cause me to die, cause me to fall away from the faith. Forgive me for backsliding, turning my back on you, stabbing other people in the back. I forgive people for stabbing me in the back. God, I ask you to forgive me for turning my back on you. Forgive me for being selfishly committed to serving my God of self. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to forgive me for living for the temporal rather than the eternal. Forgive me for being foolish, a foolish virgin, simple, silly, and easily seduced. Forgive me for being easily seduced by any controller that comes along in the name of Jesus. You know, a controller is only interested in what they want instead of what's best for you. Forgive me for being a lover of self. God, I ask you to forgive me for being a lover of self, a lover of money. Forgive me for being boastful, arrogant, reviling, disobedience to parents. Forgive me for being ungrateful, unholy. Forgive me for being unloving, irreconcilable, malicious. God, forgive me for being lacking self-control, loving pleasure. God, forgive me for being a hater of good. Forgive me, Lord, for being rebellious, treacherous, conceited, lover of pleasure rather than lover of God. Forgive me for holding to a form of godliness and denying the power inherent in repentance and in doing good. Forgive me for being unstable in all my ways, being lukewarm, lusting for the approval of man, fearing rejection, all the hundreds of fears, fear of man, fear of confronting, fear of speaking the truth in love, fear of being blamed, fear of making someone mad, fear of being rejected, fear of being hated, and every fear that is working in any life, in my life. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in Jesus' name, I take accountability for the rejection that has driven me to be a people pleaser. In the name of Jesus, I take accountability for this sin, and I take accountability for whatever happened to me and the loins of my forefathers all the way back to Adam and Eve. Lord, will you start with Adam and Eve and let your cleansing blood flow down through my bloodline, washing away any ground Satan's had in my life through people-pleasing, through rejection that's come down through slavery, through white slave owners, through forefathers that were slave owners. In the name of Jesus, we break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses in the name of Jesus. We break soul ties with all of the people that have that we've jump through their hoops. We break soul ties with any person that's controlled us. We break soul ties with every person that has touched us in an ungodly way or who has spoken an evil word to us. We cancel all the word curses that have been spoken over us. We call back our soul and spirit from them, cleansed, sanctified, made whole, and covered by the blood of Jesus. And we send back their souls and spirits to them in Jesus' name, exchanging their image for the image of Christ. Lord, I want to be conformed into your image, not the image of the controller, not the image of those who've taken advantage of me. Forgive me for being bitter and angry and not having the courage to say no. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, I come against all these demons. I break the power of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, people-pleasing, man-fearing, fear of man, the snare of a fear of man. Just take a deep breath and blow it out. The fear of man, you have to go. Every spirit that would cause us to seek the approval of man, go now in Jesus' name. Fear of making people angry. Fear of confronting all spirits that cause us to sweep things under the rug. Fear to confront. Fear to deal with issues. All spirits of sickness, distress, disease, cancer, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, pride, arrogance, boastfulness, come out now in Jesus' name. All lying spirits, you come out now. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. People-pleasing spirits, come out. Man-fearing, come out. Fear of the one world order. Fear of taking the mark. Fear of the days we're living in. All spirits of fear, you come out now in Jesus' name. In the name, power, blood, and by the authority of Jesus, we break your power. We cast down these imaginations, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. We tear down strongholds of people-pleasing, strongholds of rejection. We tear down strongholds of pride, strongholds of idolatry. We tear down strongholds of fear, strongholds of torment. We tear down every stronghold. We tear down strongholds that would cause us to deny Christ in the name of our blood and by the authority of Jesus. We come against every spirit that would keep us from taking the kingdom by force. We come against every lying spirit in Jesus' name. We come against compromise. We come against the spirit of a coward. We come out against frailty, weakness, trembling, terror, hysteria, panic. We command you to go. Hysteria, we break your power. Moaning, mourning, groaning, broken heart, we command you to go. Pain, you have to leave every person's body. Vexation, we break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Haughtiness, arrogance, you come out in the name of Jesus. All bastard spirits, you come out. Fear of rejection, lust, we command the spirit of lust, the spirit of abandonment, you have to leave now in Jesus' name. The spirits of hurt, the spirits of grief, the spirits of sadness, the spirits of sorrow, you come out. Sorrow of heart, sadness, you come out. Lord, I loose on each person a spirit of a joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we come against every spirit of trembling, spirits of terror, terrorized. We come against Megamorphabet. We command you out. King of terrors, you come out now in Jesus' name. We break your hatred, strife, self-hatred, self-bitterness, unforgiveness of self, hatred of others. We break your power. All spirits of seeking glory for myself instead of glory to God. Go and now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits of hunger, fat, food, gluttony, overindulgence. You have to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break your power. Take a deep breath and blow them out. Cough them out. In Jesus' name, we break your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against compromise, double-mindedness, schizophrenia, mind control. We break the yokes of every person, the yokes of man off our neck. Lord, we ask you to give us the yoke of Jesus in Jesus' name. Self-hatred, unloving spirit, rebellion, antichrist, religious spirits, Pharisee spirits, come out. Spirits of multiple personalities. All spirits have been manufactured personalities to cope. Spirit of a chameleon, you come out now in Jesus' name. You chameleon spirits, you come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of weakness, tiredness, fatigue, heaviness, drowsiness. Spirits of sleep, you come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Spirit of Luke. lukewarmness, you come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Self-rejection, self-contempt, self-hatred, you come out now in Jesus. All spirits of unworthiness, every spirit that tells us we're not worthy, we have the King of Kings living in us. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, lives in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you. Lion spirits, you come out. Spirits that tell people what they want to hear, you have to come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of broken promises, you come out now in Jesus' name. Spirits of inferiority and spirits of insecurity, you come out now in the name of Jesus. You have to go in Jesus' name. Depression, you have to leave. Discouragement, you have to leave. Victimization, you have to leave. Self-sabotage, you have to leave now in Jesus' name. Go now. All spirits of self-pity, martyr spirits, come out. All spirits that have blinded our eyes, you come out of us now in Jesus' name. Go now in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you that you inhabit our praises. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. What a mighty God you are. If you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. And Lord, we just loose on them a God-pleasing spirit in Jesus' name. Bless you. Bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.